Woohoo! It's Outside the Box. Thinking about money in politics. Today's topic is buying influence. It's always bugged me that politicians are so often bought off by big donors. It could happen to anyone, of course, but it's most pervasive in statewide contests. For governor or Congress, where races cost millions. It came to a head last year when a few wealthy billionaires bought and paid for our recently elected president. For some apparently misguided reason, I've been under the impression for decades that politicians were there to care about and quote-unquote serve all the people. And if there were preferences of who should benefit, it would be those with the least power, not those with the most power. How naive was I? That's because those with lots of economic power were doing fine already. They didn't need the help of government, which had a role of offering aid to those who needed it. Who needs help? If you work hard but get lousy pay, you deserve some assistance. If you're discriminated against, a leg up from the government can benefit. If you're sick or have a disability or struggling in some other way, that's what government is for. But maybe I live in la-la land. Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign for president was inspiring. He got almost no big donors, but tens of thousands of small ones. If elected, he could be sure he could use government to help those who really needed support, not those who didn't. Other candidates got big checks from a few wealthy donors and therefore were going to be beholden to those benefactors, individuals and corporations. In 2024, this influence, thanks to the Citizens United Supreme Court case, has been even more obvious, especially when the winner of the presidential contest gave a lot of power and influence to his biggest donor and put Elon Musk in charge of so-called government efficiency. I've decided to push back on the buying of elections with this brief pledge voters can sign, asking them not to support anyone who gets a lot of money from wealthy donors for their campaign. Here it is. Pledge to reduce the influence of money on electoral campaigns. I, a legally registered voter, hereby declare that I will not vote for any candidate for a national, state, or local elective office whose campaign receives any donation larger than $1,000 or other assets valued over that amount for their campaign. I will also not vote for a candidate who permits an amount larger than $1,000 or other assets valued over that amount to be directed toward any effort outside their campaign, but working on behalf of the election of that candidate. Then a line for the signature of the pledge signer, and another line for further comments. The current season for election campaign is ridiculous, where candidates may announce often 2 years or more before the election so they can start getting campaign funding well in advance of the vote. In some countries, elections are announced on the spur of the moment, so there's no drama and less fundraising leading up to an election. It just happens. Maybe adopting that system in the U.S. might be a way to cut the craziness of almost perpetual election discussions and debates, as well as eliminating the buying of elections by wealthy donors. Would you be willing to vote only for candidates who limited their campaigns to donations of $1,000 or less? I'm Larry Danziger, willing and eager to sign this pledge.